המרגל בחבר פרק זין, המרגל בחבר עובר בלא תעשה. שנאמר לו סלך רוחו רעמך. ואף על פי שאין לוקן עליו זה, אורן גודל הוא. וגויים לאו את נפוש אז רבוס מישראל. וכך נשמח לו לא סמר עדן במייך. צי אומן מאיר על הדורג האדומי. So this Loshon of Afal Pi Shein Loken Oven Godel, who we just had it recently, a similar phrase in Perek Vav Alachaches, of Afal Pi Shein Machlim Eschavero Eino Loke Oven Godel, who, and the Afal Pi is as follows, that the Rambam has in the Perishim Shnayis of Ovos, in Perek Beis, where is it? That have Rizav and Mitzvah Kalah, so the Rambam says that by mitzvah's essay, we don't really have any way of measuring, for the most part, what's an essay more chomor and what, relatively speaking, is an essay which is more kal. In contrast to mitzvah's los essay, well, we do, because by mitzvah's los essay, we look to what the onesh is. By mitzvah's essay, so the Torah doesn't really specify what the matan schar and shal mitzvahs is. So we have no reflection, we have no indication of what's an, by and large, of what's an essay chom or what's an essay kal. By contrast, when it comes to mitzvah's los essay, so we do. We know the most chomo thing is Mises Bezdin, even within Mises Bezdin. So we know the Abba Mises Bezdin, and we know the order of Skila Sveifa Harik Chanek, according to the Chachomim. And underneath that chorus, and underneath that Misa V'dei Shemayim, and underneath that Malkus, and generally speaking, a Los Asay, for which there isn't even Malkus, is something which is Kal. Because the Chomer Halav, generally speaking, is reflected in the Onesh. And that's when the Rambam has this FLP, the Rambam says that system isn't applicable over here. When it comes to, there are certain lavin, which despite the fact that they don't even qualify for malchus, but nevertheless, they're isurim chamurim ma'od. That's the afalpi. Shein lokin alav ze oven gadol. As the Rambam is about to specify in Halachot Beis, we'll see it in a minute, B'limnad Neretz Hashem, the two that he's talking about here in Halachot Beis, the two different forms of speech that are subsumed within the Lav of the Selech Rochel Vamecha are Rechilus and Lashon Hara. And we'll see the difference between that and Eretz Hashem. So what's kind of fascinating here is that the Rambam, let's say, I think if we were asked to formulate a quintessential definition of L'Serach Rachel Barmecha, so I think somewhere in our definition we would have used the word speech. Right, to speak a certain way. And the Rambam, in his genius, defines, gives us this initial definition of Lo Serech Rachel without using any verb of speech, right? Meragel b'chaver, like Yosef says to the brothers, meraglim atem. It means to, a meragel is someone ki erves ha'aretz basim liros, to expose. That's what it means to be meragel, means to expose what's not public, what's not well known, to expose it. That's what a spy does, see, right? By uncovering secrets, so he's exposing things. So the Chafetz Chaim has, I think in Klal Aleph of Chafetz Chaim, he talks about that the Issa Lashon Hara is bechsav also. So it's poshut that that's the case. In other contexts, right, there's a famous correspondence between Rav Kiva Eger and his uncle. His uncle writes Rav Kiva Eger, he writes him a Mazel Tov letter on his chasana, and says, sorry we couldn't be there, but you should know that in our town we gathered together the night of the chasana, and we were celebrating. And then he goes on to tell him that they were pilpiling about the Shaila Ksiva Kedibra. When you say Ksiva Kedibra Domi, when Ksiva is Lav Kedibra Domi. I don't know, if during Sfira, instead of counting, a person will write, Hayom Tisha Yomim, Shehem Shavua Achor, Shehayomim L'Omer, is a Yotzei Mitzvah Sfira that way. And then when it comes to Shavua, if a person, instead of saying Hareini Nishba, will write the Shavua, Kahena V'Kahena. So when it comes to Hilchos Lashon Hara, one doesn't need to get involved with that whole Dibur, because to begin with, the love is not really a function of Dibur. It's communication, right? Hamiragel v'chaver, the Rambam's quintessential definition, doesn't even reference speech. It doesn't even reference speech. So you don't have to say Ksiva is Kedibur. The love to begin with is one of communication. It's not one of Dibur. So the Chavetz Chaim writes is totally mukhach like that. That there's no difference between whether or not the rechilus is orally communicated or whether it's communicated by in any other form. I think the Chavetz Chaim writes in that when a person speaks, Rachman al-Tzlan speaks Lashon Hara, so the more people present, the more people hearing it, so the more chomor the Lashon Hara is, the more he's disseminating that Lashon Hara. So once upon a time, when we spoke Lashon Hara, okay, so we spoke Lashon Hara. Now, people talk Lashon Hara in the with the social media. So how many people... How many people get to read and on the receiving end of the Lashon Hara? So a person has to mamish binizah if one should be using these things at all. But in Tim Saloma that one should be using these things, one certainly has to exercise maximum caution. And I was thinking once, I don't know, whether it's possible that there would be another corollary to this fact that essentially the Isser is not an Isser of Dibur, as again reflected by the fact, and again the Rambam, it's not the Rambam's Chiddush, right? The Rambam is reflecting the formulation in the Torah. The Torah, the Lashon of Selech Rachel, also, the Torah avoids using a Lashon Dibur in formulating the love for Rechilos and Lashon Hara. And I was wondering once, what would be the following? Let's say a person will eavesdrop in a way that he'll become aware of, I don't know, something unflattering about another person, about a fellow Jew. He'll eavesdrop, he'll snoop, whatever the person will be doing. So the question is not, is that mutter also? The question is, obviously it's also, but maybe would it also be considered miragel v'chaver? Maybe miragel v'chaver means that the person doing it, so he himself is sort of the shomea. Like he's the shomei in the sense that that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, so then the miragel b'chaveru is that Ruvain is revealing it to Shimon. And when a person will eavesdrop or snoop and thereby become aware of something which is unflattering of gnus chaveru, so then he's the shomei. He's being meshmiyat himself. He's exposing it to himself. Maybe Yitachin, hashad asinu lahachi, that the isser is not an isser of dibor, so then maybe it could even be that the person reveals the information to himself, that he comes into possession of the information, that should also be an isser of miragel b'chaveru. Even if one thinks the answer to that is no, it's not that otherwise that behavior is mutter, it's just that it wouldn't be this isser. Izer v'achal, halacha beis. Zer shu toin dvarim v'holach mizeh lezer v'omeh kach v'kach omeh ploni kach v'kach shamati al ploni. Afal pisho omeh emes har izeh machrev sa'olam. Yesh oven godel mizeh ad ma'od. So that's extraordinary, right? V'chilas, the Rambam describes as machrev sa'olam. So you'd think it would be hard to top that. And if you could top that, maybe you could top it by a little bit. So Rambam says the v'chilas is machrev sa'olam, and then he says, "But loshen hara vis-a-vis v'chilus is yesh oven godol mizeh ad ma'od." Incredible, yesh oven godol mizeh ad ma'od. V'hu bechlal lav zeh v'hu loshen hara v'hu amisapi b'gnus chaveru afal bishal me'emes. So it's clear from the Rambam that what distinguishes loshen hara from v'chilus is that v'chilus intrinsically is not negative information. It's not negative information, right? The Rambam doesn't mention anything about gnus in defining v'chilus. Again, the same way a rochel is someone, he's a traveling salesman, right? He goes knocking door to door to sell his wares. So too, the person is carrying tales, right? Shehutoin dvarim. He carries stories. He carries tales. Zeshon turned vam halach mizel zav am kach v'kach am eploni kach v'kach shemati eploni. Now the case of Mishnah here understands that there's one crucial word which is understood in the Rambam. Dahainu kach v'kach am eploni olecha. So the example, let's say, would be as follows: that it's not inherently gnus. Let's say. I don't know, one student will in school tell a classmate, will tell a friend that he overheard the teacher reporting his friend's behavior to the principal. So that's not gnus, yitachein, that it was the type of behavior that the teacher should be reporting to the principal, and that the teacher was acting entirely appropriately. But the student is going to resent it. And the student is maybe going to look to be nokem v'noter against the teacher. So that's v'chilus, right? It's not inherently, it's not intrinsically gnus, the way lashon hara is. Lashon hara is when one says something which is disparaging about the other person, that it's intrinsically gnai, what the person, what one is revealing about the person is a davar shel gnus. Mashen Kein Rechilis is not inherently or intrinsically, but it's something that may provoke resentment, v'chulu. So the Kesef Mishnah understands that it's kach v'kach ama ploni olecha, v'kach v'kach shamati sh'osa lecha ploni. I saw the letter of recommendation he wrote for you, and it was a very lukewarm recommendation. It was a very shvacha recommendation. Okay, if that's what was honest, then there's no gnus in that. That's if a person was asked, and then the person doesn't have to agree to give the letter of recommendation, but let's say the person was asked. He didn't volunteer, he was asked. So he has to say the truth. So it's not intrinsically a davar shel gnus, but it's something that... The Noach of Olam, people resent. Mashen Kain, the Lashon Hara is inherently intrinsically gnus. Here, if we keep this definition in mind, there's a Rambam that is quite extraordinary if we juxtapose it to this Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, the very last halach in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, if you have, take a look at what I was saying. Well, inyan zem mazir b'tovah v'omer hishome b'nega hatzaras. It's a long halacha. Almost the midpoint of the halacha, but not quite. I don't know, 40% of the way into the halacha. Well, inyan zem mazir b'tovah v'omer hishome b'nega hatzaras zocher esa she'osa Hashem l'kach l'miriam b'adorach. Right, so we know that Zechira's Miriam, right, Rashi says, if you remember what happened to Miriam, that will deter you from speaking Lashon Hara, because look, Miriam Hatzadekis, with all her Zechuyos, the Zechuyos didn't protect her when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kal Vachomer, if Miriam Hatzadekis, with all her Zechuyos and the Vechulu, so we certainly don't want to leave ourselves vulnerable, Rachman Litzlan, to the punishment of talking Lashon Hara. Harehu Omi, but listen to what the Rambam writes here about us. Harehu Omi, his bonenu mo ira le Miriam Hanavia, she dibira ba achiha, she gedola mimenu b'shanim. So first of all, it's her kid brother. Second of all, the gidla osal birkeha. In that context, she raised him. V'sikna ba'atzma lehatzilam v'nayam. She risked life and limb to save him when he was a baby. And what's more, v'hilo dibba b'gnuso ele to'as shehishvas osa l'shar neviyim. Miriam erred in thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need to live a lifestyle that was different than that of other neviyim. But notice what the Rambam says here. Hilo dibba b'gnuso. And the definition of Lashon Hara, what's the definition the Rambam in our halacha gives of Lashon Hara? The definition of Lashon Hara is HaMasafet B'Gnos Chaveiro. According to the Rambam, something extraordinary here. Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was medaktek in Miriam, but Miriam was not overus on Issa Lashon Hara, according to the Rambam. Hilo Dibba B'Gnoso. What do you mean, Hilo Dibba B'Gnoso? But she falsely accused him. She depicted him as acting shelo kedin in being parish ben Aisha. So how is that not Lashon Hara? Yet it's mafurish when you juxtapose these two Rambams, that the Rambam thinks that Miriam is a kal vachomer. Miriam, who didn't talk Lashon Hara because it looked like Lashon Hara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so makbid with her because it looked like Lashon Hara. So kal vachomer, that a person shouldn't actually talk Lashon Hara. That's what the Zohar Esa She'asa Hashem L'kecha v'Miriam conveys. But how is it not Lashon Hara? So I think we spoke about this earlier in Hilchos Deos, that the Rambam understands that the Isser speaking Lashon Hara is a Hilchos Deos Dike Isser. Dehainu, the definition of the Isser is not saying something which is objectively negative about a fellow Jew, right? That definition doesn't reference anything about Hilchos Deos. It's sort of like, let's say, there are certain dinim which are a function of dibur. To be motzi shem shemayim latol is a din in dibur. So Hashem alkecha tira, so it's also to be motzi shem shemayim levatol. There are certain dinim of dibur. So we generally think of Issa Lashon Hara as the din of dibur. It's the redeem which govern how we're supposed to use our speech. There are things that we're mechuyev to say, we're mechuyev to learn Torah, we're mechuyev to. There are things that it's also to say. The things that it's also to say. And in Hanami, practically, when the Rambam talks about different forms of speech, he does speak of it this way. But conceptually, it's not an Isser Dibor. Conceptually, it's an Isser of Hilchos Deos. And there are many, many reflections of that. Again, the most prominent one is the fact that the Rambam includes it here in Hilchos Deos. What's Hilchos Lashon Hara doing in Hilchos Deos anyway? What's it doing in Hilchos Deos? And the MS, Blineda, as we go through the parak, we'll review other indications of this, but the Rambam says the Shtickel Torah Mefurish. If you take a look in Parak Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Hei, So the Rif has a brisa about Chav Dalad Ram HaMa'akminas HaTshuva, and the Mefarshim point out that we don't have it anywhere in Shas. that we have it in the Rif, but we don't have it in Shas. So the Rambam quotes it. I don't know if the Rambam had it in Shas or the Rambam's just quoting from the Rif, but the Rambam quotes that also, the Chav Dal Advarim, and then the Rambam organizes the Chav Dal Advarim into, what, five different categories or something? So the Rambam says, Mehen Chamisha Dvarim, of the 24, Ma'akev is a tshuva, doesn't mean prevent, it means it impedes. It makes tshuva more difficult. It doesn't make tshuva impossible, but it makes tshuva more difficult. Mehen Chamisha Dvarim, Ha'osa Osa Nimoshech Achareim Tomid, Ve'en Krashim Lefosh Mehen. Of the 24, five of them are Ma'akev is a tshuva. Five of them make tshuva difficult because a person becomes addicted because they're habit forming, and the person becomes addicted. And when a person has an addiction, it's certainly possible to break and overcome the addiction, but it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. He's drawn after them. And therefore, again, a person has to be very, very extra careful to avoid, because it's gonna, if a person becomes entangled, it's gonna be harder to disentangle. V'hein kulon deyos ro'os ad ma'od, v'eilu hein v'chilas loshen hara, etc. It's mafurish, right? We're not saying a shtickl tava, the Rambam says it. That the isser of v'chilas and loshen hara is an isser of hilchos deyos. So hashada asin l'hochi, let's say a person says something. Let's say a person innocently, but erroneously, says something negative, criticizes, as Miriam did with Moshe Rabbeinu. So if it was an isser of dibur, of speech, okay, so then maybe her innocence, maybe her mistake, would downgrade it from mezid to shogeg. But chach b'shogeg, it would be an isser lashon hara. But if it's a hilchos deis deka isser, the hilchos deis deka isser to be medaber b'gnos chaver translates to disparage. So if a person disparage means a certain motivation, it reflects a deya. It doesn't just reflect whether or not what the person said was accurate and warranted. No, it reflects whether the person is saying it innocently or whether the person is saying it maliciously. Again, a person doesn't have to say Hinani Mucharim from Zoom to be malicious. If there's no reason for him to be saying it, the default setting is that it's malicious. So Miriam, heyos, that Miriam erred and thought there was no need for Moshe Rabbeinu to be punished by Aisha, and therefore she wanted to be misyayitz with Aaron as to how they could give Moshe Rabbeinu Musa for Tzipora's sake. So that's not Lashon Hara. That's not the Dei Ro'ah, which is the core, the essence of the Issa Lashon Hara. That's what the Rambam says. Hilo Diba Bignus. Hilo Diba Bignus. So Miriam HaNavi was not guilty of Lashon Hara. An amazing shot of the Rambam. And again, the reason Miriam becomes the poster Nevi'ah for Lashon Hara is with a Kal V'Chomer, because she said something that looks on the surface, superficially, looks like Lashon Hara, and Afal B'Chein HaKadosh Baruch was so makbid with her, so Kal V'Chomer, if a person would actually talk Lashon Hara. Again, it's not gnus because because the person is not saying anything negative. Again, the person who was consulted, Shimon, who was consulted as to whether or not Reuven is a suitable candidate, so Shimon was doing the right thing and telling the truth. He was being asked, is Reuven a suitable candidate for this position? He didn't volunteer to serve as a reference, but he was asked, is Reuven, so he's not, the reason the Rambam doesn't use gnus is the point is that Rechilas is, even though the person doesn't reveal something that's inherently negative, but that doesn't speak to what the Deya is. No?
So let's say it was inherently negative.
Let me just think for a minute how to explain better. What Rechilas and Lashon Hara have in common is the person speaking the Rechilas or speaking the Lashon Hara is doing so gratuitously. Right? There's no need for Levi to be telling Reuven that Shimon opposed his being appointed to this job. That's gratuitous. Now, what he's gratuitously sharing is not inherently negative, but it is something that Reuven's going to resent. Lashon Hara is that Levi is saying something gratuitously, is saying something negative, inherently negative, about Shimon. That's the difference. But what they have in common is that it's being done gratuitously, which is what reflects the midarah. But you wouldn't say, in the first scenario, you know, Shimon opposed your appointment. You wouldn't say that Levi disparaged Shimon. You'd say that Levi got Shimon into trouble, that Levi provoked resentment against Shimon. Mashen Kane, when Levi says to Reuven a dvar lashon hara about Shimon, so then you would say that Levi disparaged Reuven. And that's what the lashon diva bignos is by lashon hara, not by rechilas. But they have in common the day of ra'ah, that it's a day of ra'ah to be gratuitously either arousing resentment or gratuitously disparaging. That's what the day of ra'ah is. The gnus reflects again. The gnus reflects not only the Deora, it also reflects the fact that it's inherently negative, which is why the Rambam wouldn't and doesn't use the Lashon Gnus vis-a-vis Rechilas. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and we'll continue later.